Plenty of mysteries and wonder remain in every field of science. There's a beautiful, cool book just out called The Where, the Why, and the How that pairs artists and scientists. And each pair tries to answer a question in two pages with an essay and an image, from what is antimatter to why do we yawn? Julia Rothman is one of the book's editors. Julia, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me.
So you are mainly an illustrator by trade.
Right.
How did you get the idea to do this?
It's me and my two partners who made this book together. And we were really inspired by the old scientific diagrams and drawings from the 50s and 60s and even earlier before that, when things just weren't right and they were still figuring things out. And so we wanted to do a book that was like that, where things were mysterious and the artists sort of could fill in the information themselves.
Whether it's right, wrong, whimsical, scientific, or whatever.
Exactly.
So, for instance, one of the beautiful illustrations and lucid essays right at the beginning, near the beginning, is how are stars born and how do they die? So you had a serious scientist write that essay from the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory, and your partner did the illustration.
She did, Jenny Volvovsky.
And our listeners can follow along right now in a slideshow we've got up at studio360.org. So, Julia, describe what we're looking at here.
She drew a nursery where there were stars being born in little cribs, and each of the stars was represented by a ink blot that sort of is like a big burst of either white or black. And when they're young, they're light-colored, and the black was the big star taking care of the little ones.
Oh, I didn't even notice until you mentioned it. There's this big black mother star nebula thing hovering over the nursery.
And each of them is labeled. So figure one is nurse gravity. So actually the black is the gravity.
It is, of course, in no way an explanation of how stars are born, of these little stars in a nursery. But it's really a fantastic illustration. Is the idea partly that this kind of whimsy and wonder should be reinserted back into the scientific discourse?
Maybe so. I mean, I think that right now in our day and age, we can look anything up we want. You know, we have a question about the world and we Google it and we find this information. So
there are no more heated discussions in bars over how a star is born.
Exactly. You just bring up your iPhone and you look it up and then somebody has the answer right away. So with me and my partners, we sometimes say, hey, don't look it up yet. Let's just try to come up with the idea ourselves and then wait 20 minutes and then we look it up after we've all thought of an idea and wondered about it for a while.
Was that sort of the genesis of the idea that, you know, in this networked world, we can find out the basic facts in an instant?
Yeah,
you wanted to get past that or go back to
go before? Back to before when we had to wonder about everything.
Yeah.
We don't know these answers exactly. So there are a bunch of theories on each of these topics. And then the artists could come up with their own theories as well.
Did you have guidelines for the artists? Like, don't try to be too didactic and explanatory or?
We told them to make it to be inspired by scientific diagrams, but we left it pretty open-ended. We said, you can look at this text and you can illustrate what the scientist said, or you can come up with your own idea. I mean, we got a lot of essays in that we actually couldn't use because they were about quantum mechanics or things that we thought we could put in the book, but when we read the essays, we couldn't understand them at all.
And we art people don't get this math?
There's no easy way to explain this stuff. So we're sitting there and we're like, okay, let's try to understand this. And it comes to a point where we're like, is anybody else going to understand this? Is this too beyond?
Yeah. Well, which is so interesting about this project of trying to combine these two worlds and seeing how, okay, here's a scientist explaining, already dumbing it down a little bit, and then trying to make it speak to the world of, you know, less scientifically rigorous visual thought, I guess.
Right. Well, maybe the scientists are looking at the art and having a hard time understanding that.
So as we do sometime on this show, I want to challenge our listeners to join in and do the same thing your 75 artists have done. We're going to give them a scientific question, and they are to come up with an artistic interpretation. Do you have a scientific question that you couldn't fit into the book that we can throw out to our listeners?
We do. The question is, are we alone in the universe?
And by alone, I guess we mean, you know, the only intelligent beings. And so if people want to play this game, do you have advice about how they should approach the challenge visually?
Yeah, I wouldn't do a green guy with big eyes. I would think about what could it be,
yeah,
other than human seeming or...
Well, this will be a test of originality. Will you come back and judge this competition?
Sure. Great. I'd love to do that.
Thank you. Julia Rothman is one of the creators of the where, the why, and the how. So help us dream up a visual answer to this scientific mystery. Are we alone in the universe, the only intelligent life? You can take this anywhere with your image, technical, impressionistic, abstract, whatever. You've got until February 3rd to send us your work. Find out how to enter at studio360.org.